If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
Well, welcome to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. It was an important day here in the States. We celebrated, arguably, in my opinion, the most important and American holiday, Black Friday, last week. I don't think there's anything more American than beating your neighbor half to death for a flat screen. You know? Like, I think that's what should be on the flag. Not the stars and stripes, but just someone, like, tripping a pregnant woman in a Best Buy to get a PlayStation 5.
I think this year was a record in the United States for the least amount of people trampled on Black Friday. I think that was a stat.
Right.
I think we got away with only one person getting trampled this year because, you know.
And that is an American tragedy. How many things do you have to take from us, coronavirus? How many things must you rob this country of? Every year we look forward to trampling our fellow citizens, punching in the face, spitting in their eyes to buy things we objectively can't afford, even at the discount. And we have to put our lives on hold because of this horrific virus. I tear up every time I see
Black
people get trampled at Walmart. I start crying and singing the national anthem.
It's beautiful. People fighting to Christmas music really is, like, it really puts me to the holiday season.
I mean, it's
that's the thing is there's always like Christmas music playing at Target when there's just mayhem. There's just madness.
Yeah, just people.
I used to go with my mom, dude, and it's everyone's cracked. Everyone's like, and I would only go in like suburban areas, so it's just moms and their kids, and they're like, "This is our thing," and their pupils are fucking wild. It's like everyone's on Molly, and they're just grabbing shit, and they're like, "Oh my god, oh my god,"
pushing people down,
dude, and. I this year the only person who didn't have sales people who didn't have sales who needed to was the ER. That would have been nice if hospitals would have been like, "Yeah, but if you get COVID on Black Friday, 50% off."
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, I would have been licking stuff, come on, baby.
This horribly sick country where you gotta go on OnlyFans and sell photos of your asshole for insulin. I think, like, why don't we have a Black Friday sale on medical? That would be so funny. Hey,
absolutely.
You're visiting your family for Thanksgiving. If your grandma's up in the an event, 50% off. Bring two family. Oh. If you get two family members hospitalized with COVID, one's free. That's.
Oh, me and Barb, we hang out at 4 a.m. outside in the cold, trying to get sick for Black Friday.
I've been sticking
That's
my balls in a microwave for a year just to get cancer on Black Friday.
Oh, we.
Yeah, dude, that's a great idea. Hey, if it's a private service, that's 100% what they should do.
Yeah. Hey, let's privatize. Let's make it corporate. And that's what I'm saying. Is I think we should maybe consider, since the country is what it is, going all the way, and instead of we just become the United States of Amazon, and
that's
instead
where
of being
it's going.
Think about it. If you're born here, you're a citizen of America. Whoop-de-doo. Or in the United States of Amazon, you could be born with a Prime membership. I think that's way better than citizenship.
I think it's currently worth more than citizenship, if you ask me.
Yeah, you get delivery, you get the videos, you get entertainment.
Yeah, it's worth a lot more considering we don't get anything else from the government. Like, we expect so little. If they did absolutely nothing in the next coming months and millions of people got evicted, they would do some shit like, "Well, we're going to give every American a Prime membership." Like, they would act. That's probably the closest we'd get to actual change. We're going to give every American 2-day shipping on the food that they desperately need. You got to have the money to buy the food first, though. But if you do get that money, you get the 2-day shipping.
If you're in the food line and you scan your QR code,
you're up ahead 5
you
feet.
You get a free Alexa. Yeah. So, chin up, everybody. Yeah, we're the United States of Amazon.
The only thing, oh my god, that's crazy. Also, Thanksgiving was weird this year because Thanksgiving and quarantine just feels like every other day of quarantine. Where I was like, okay, I ate too much, I passed out, I woke up, I hated myself, I ate too much again. It's like, that just feels like Tuesday. It doesn't feel like a holiday.
This was the first year that I realized if you're cooking on Thanksgiving, this shit sucks. And they, moms don't say it because they're saints of the earth and need to be praised, but I cooked almost everything this year for a Thanksgiving dinner, and it was stressful, and I was sweaty, and I wasn't drunk or watching football. So I was like, this ain't a holiday for most of the country. No wonder, like, some moms, like, drown kids. I get it now that I cooked a Thanksgiving dinner. Like I don't, you don't get any time off. You never get to chill. No, you always got, I gotta make shit. And then I gotta, yeah.
Yeah, your vacation is cooking for all of your shitty relatives. For your ungrateful kids and shitty relative. You get to, you're like, fuck yeah. If everyone else is like, sweet, I got a 4-day weekend. Every mom is like PTSD and it's like, it's coming again. And you got to go and just cook for 10 hours. Just so some, you know, they can eat for 40 minutes and then fuck off.
Like, I can't
and now you
got to
clean,
I
like, this
the
military level of dish cleaning.
Year, and then I just had some ungrateful kid come over and tweet about how, like, Uncle Jerry doesn't like, Uncle Jerry doesn't like my hairstyle and is racist. And it's like, I made the turkey for 10 hours. 10 hours.
Yeah.
And it was $75.
Eat the food.
For a today.
Yeah, eat the goddamn... You shut up and
listen
to
I mean, everyone
his,
always
his
complained about
views,
having to see family on Thanksgiving. And now, like this year, that was the one good thing. Is like, I just kind of hung out. Me and my girlfriend had a great time. Had some drinks.
You just chilled out. That's good. Yeah, that's an ideal
Thanksgiving. No, it was like a nice, like, I'm getting drunk today because I can, not because I have to.
Which is a real big step in the quarantine. That's a real game changer. When it's a fun celebration instead of really, really a last-ditch effort to kill what's inside of you. That's really... It's such a sad thing to say with, like, victory.
No, today I drank because I can, not because
I have
to.
Say as if it was, like, an
awesome
thing.
Yeah, it's like
thing.
Some minuscule victory. But yeah. I always... my family, like, during
yeah,
the holidays...
but hey, it means a lot right now.
Alcohol is always part of it because we spend all day together... I don't understand people who are like, oh, that's...
How else?
When I explain... Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe our family's a bit much because we... Like, on Christmas, normal people drink coffee, but we start with champagne, and then we drink coffee, and then we have another bottle of champagne. It's a lot of drinking.
No,
so,
no, that's what you gotta do.
A lot...
Oh, I fully believe in that. Like, that's, like, my mom's family, because Latinos are like the Asians of partying, and it's like straight up, they don't even whenever they had people telling them like, yeah, we had a nice Christmas or Thanksgiving, we ate with my parents, and then, you know, we watched a little bit of movie, went to sleep at like 9, that's like an actual like horror movie to like Latino fans, like they don't give, they blow up fireworks in the streets. They just get they stay up till like straight up like 3-4 in the morning in Jesus' name. People throw up. It's an insane thing. Like, it's not at all. Like, it looks more like a frat party instead of like a. It's not like my aunt at Christmas gave me a pie. It's like you're like doing shots of Jose Cuervo and fucking
British Christmas drinking
food
is more of like a.
So I fully get that, bro.
Sort of like we. And it goes in stages, like there's the happiness when we're all drinking and we're starting to get drunk and we're opening presents, and then we all eat, and then we drink, and it's sort of like this sad drunk. And then we play Trivial Pursuit and all, like, pit against each other, so then everyone starts yelling at each other and shit starts coming up, and then by the end we have an emotional release drunk where everyone sort of comes back together, watches a movie together and says that we love each other. It's a whole roller coaster of emotion. Yes. Yeah. And it's an arc. But people it's who are coaster. Like, no, I couldn't imagine drinking around my mom. I'm like, oh, are you guys Mormon? What?
I,
what do you do?
Yeah, no, that's like what are you straight up. Yeah, that's that sounds like the guys who like literally wrote the Bible. That's what you sound like right now. You sound like Christians from 2,000 years ago. I don't even know how to talk to you. I can't imagine a time where I don't. Literally,
exactly. That's it's like what the holiday.
The only thing that
is.
Makes it like doable. It's yeah. also it's a special day. You gotta put
oh,
some
no, we just
pizzazz
eat, and
on
then
it. You can't just
Gam
party
Gam
with
tells
like a
her
fucking
stories, and we play Yahtzee. I'd go crazy. Like when right. do, who lets those are the families that somebody yeah. somebody does something and nobody talks about it. Yeah, somebody's doing something somewhere on Thanksgiving
oh, sure.
and Christmas with
for
somebody
sure.
else, 100%. And nobody talks about it.
Yeah, it's like some sort of like, where's
no,
John?
Everyone just
and then
looks
it skips over
like,
and
well,
no one even acknowledges
role.
What you said.
Here's the dice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of, you know, acting like crazy things didn't happen, I think the best I'm thankful Thanksgiving quote was something my dad said one Thanksgiving where it was like, you know, they're doing the I'm thankful thing, and he gets to him, and he's just like, I'm thankful you people are too asleep to
guess.
Realize the hell we
guess.
Live in.
Before we did this episode, I was like, I wonder if they – so you guys did the thing where
that
you always just... said what you were thankful for?
Did the thing – yeah. Yeah, my dad, on my dad's side, my grandpa, we'd always do the I'm thankful thing. And my dad, he just, that was, to me, the best I'm thankful I've ever heard.
Yeah,
I started laughing. Because how do you follow that? How do you follow that? Everyone's like, my family, I'm thankful, we're all here. I was like, I'm thankful, Grandma. My dad's like, I'm thankful you sheep are asleep. You don't
your
have to live with the pain of knowing like I do.
And so they got to learn.
And everyone was like... Yeah. No, but it was like in the middle. It was like in the middle, so fucked up the whole rotation. It was like my brother afterwards going, well, I'm thankful for you, Grandma, for making the food. It was just...
I remember
just
the first time
the
we ever
but that
did
was,
it.
It was successful.
Because we didn't used to do it, and then at some point, something changed.
There's always someone
and it
that
was
pushes
definitely
it.
My mom,
there's
but
always
I
think someone that's pushing
this
the
Thanksgiving
stuff.
When we first did the thankfuls, I think it was the amount of alcohol consumed. I can't remember why specifically, but the adults that year had been drinking a ton before the meal. And so my mom goes, "You know, we really need to hold hands and say what we're thankful for." And we go around the table.
Of course.
And I'm like 9. So I said something that a 9-year-old says. I'm like, soccer and my PlayStation. And then like my mom will look at me and I go, and my family.
Yeah, right.
And then it, you know, it goes around. And I remember my dad specifically being last and toasted, hammered. I could always tell when he's hammered because the top of his forehead gets really red and is just like his veins on the side of his head like really bulge out, and it gets to him and he like 100% with seriousness goes, I'm thankful this is almost over, and he gets a huge pop, everyone's laughing, but you can tell he was just serious that he hated this idea.
That's yeah, it's like this wasn't a joke. And you can't tell, is he talking about Thanksgiving or your family? Is he was like, I'm thankful that this holiday's
yeah.
over, or I'm thankful
no,
that
just
this
whips
joke
out
of a marriage is going to dissolve
from
into
under
sand
the table
soon.
And starts slaying everybody. No, and we dig in. But I
yeah, so how did
well,
everyone react
it was a,
after?
Everyone laughed because, you know, we think it's a joke. And then a lot of our meals, because I had no extended family that would come for Thanksgiving. All of my holidays are great memories because it's just our family friends that we would invite to. So it's just like it would be me and two of my buddies and my sister would all hang out, and then the adults would all hang out. because nobody had extended family, so we would just party. So all of my, like, my, everyone else would gripe about, like, my racist uncle. I never had to deal with any of that because I was in Minnesota and all my extended family were in other places. So I just got to hang out with my friends and have a good time. And sometimes a too good of a time.
Plus, you know what's worse? Is when you're, everyone's like, my crazy uncle. It's like, what happens when you're the son of the crazy uncle? Nobody talks about that. Everybody's like, I have to see
you're like, I
got to
see my dad have an episode
I live with this
in front of everybody.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Yeah, everyone's like, I have to bear this, my crazy uncle for, what, 2 hours, one day of the year? I have to be raised by this man. I have to ask him for money for field trips.
Oh, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
I can just see your dad. I was trying to think of things that he would say he would be thankful for. And the one that I really thought would happen was he'd just be like, I'm thankful for our national government. And he's just like staring at the turkey. And he's like, there's a bug in the turkey.
That'd be so, I would be so great too. If it's like, what kind of, you like a dark meat or a white meat? He's like, I like whatever meat isn't full of Zionist listening devices. You hear that? I'm not afraid. That would be great though. If he was like holding a note. He's like, I'm thankful for our loving government. On the notes, like, everything's wired. Get to the van. Get to the bunker ASAP.
But, that's so funny. And then your brother, I just imagine a SoundCloud rapper all the time. So he'd be like,
he wasn't always. He wasn't
thankful
born
for my
a SoundCloud rapper. He didn't.
I'm thankful for my producer, Big Ball Z,
talking about Xanax.
Like, he just won an award. Next time that we all hold hands and we say what we're thankful for, I'm doing it like I won an award. I'm thinking the Academy and everybody who supported me up to this point. I feel like that's a good...
Funny. That would crush in a family Thanksgiving. That family Thanksgiving's like an office. That's a good Thanksgiving joke. Everyone's like, that's Nick the comedian. My son the comedian.
Yeah, I have 700 followers on Instagram and negative $18.
You're like, all right. After that, yeah, you would have to immediately ask for money. You know, it's like, oh, I'm thank the Academy. Anyway, Mom, I'm gonna need money if you want me to go home after this, because otherwise,
by the way, if you're listening to this, tell a friend and then tell like 700 other friends, and
yeah, tell a friend. And then ideally every single person that they know and they know and they know, arguably everyone in the United States. If you could somehow get, like, I know this is asking a lot, but like 5 billion out of the 7 billion people on the planet,
so solid,
to like and subscribe.
Like, even if you just
really would do
follow
us a
the
solid.
Instagram and never listen to the podcast, that'll do something. That'll do something.
Still looks, makes us look better. If you want to leave a 5-star, don't have to listen, put a 5-star, leave a good review. Honestly, that's all we need. We're trying to just fake success enough to get our family to not be sad when we tell them how we're doing. That's what we just want to be successful enough that it's not like a sad thing where I'm like, get hidden 30 and I'm talking about like, no, I got this new podcast coming out. Actually, I made a sketch last week. They got a pretty decent pop on Instagram. We have to see the tears in your mother's eyes.
Here's what I would like. I
fall
would
into
like
the Christmas
a
dinner.
World where it,
just help
you guys
us not do that.
Get to see Nick and Kenyon do comedy with a real corporate sponsor behind us. I feel like we could just...
Yeah.
Oh, in a second.
And
the
we would sell
stand
our souls
the test
in an
time.
Instant.
Like, imagine this.
Yeah. Would be fire. But we're gonna advertise.
if we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about our.
But I just did a great ad for Amazon. I just said Amazon should be the country. So
when boys were bloody men.
Give him a call. He's like, yeah, I'm in Ohio. And he said it so casually. He said it like, yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada.
They
real
did
quick.
They did sign some deals with the government.
Fuck you, Dad!
And also...
No, no, they're all interconnected. It's a nightmare. But
did you watch the Mike Tyson
promote
fight
yourself on our
last
pod
night? That was last night.
I did not.
Here's the thing that is what I realized during this is that I think everybody in the United States wants to go back to the 80s. We want to experience what it was like, because I think that's when everything was juicing. Everyone was on coke. I mean, there was a lot of bad things going on, like any point in time in the existence of humanity. But I feel like 1980s in America, it was just right. Go. There was some like big stuff happening. Nobody cared about safety. Like Mike Tyson right. was knocking people out with two people. You got AIDS.
Right. AIDS. People just dying for the mountain from AIDS. Nobody cared. You know, everyone was like coked up, jumping over piles of dead people from AIDS.
Hey guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it. And keep listening. Thank you so much.